Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Are you one of those business owners who don't know much about your digital footprint? Or maybe you're the grandmother and you want to catch up with your grandkids on Instagram. Whatever the case may be, we are going to increase your digital footprint in 2020. We're doing that with Alexis Zaricki. Good morning.
Hi, Francine.
So you are our digital program director.
I am. I am the digital program director for Beasley Media Group here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I manage 6 radio stations digitally, all of their social media accounts, all of their email newsletters, different online contesting, and actually all of the on-air talent and their digital footprint. So there's a lot going on.
Because that's how you first started off as Lex Page Online.
So I still have LexPage.com, and that's my little freelance kind of lifestyle blog now. I still do some beauty, but I like to do like the adventures and travels. I know you're into that as well. That's where I got started. I mean, I loved writing, and I loved the digital outlet, and I loved, you know, kind of being an influencer on my Instagram account. And finally, the opportunity arose where I can do it professionally here with the radio station.
We were talking before the show. Is it possible, maybe, if you wanted to get off the grid and not have the man find you?
Yeah, it is possible. I know it's hard to believe, but it is possible. It takes some time. Everything that you put online will essentially stay up there forever. A way to kind of erase that digital footprint is, first off, you can deactivate all of your accounts, right, on social media if you have them. You can essentially let your domain die or erase your website if you have that. And then, of course, like when it comes to things like videos or different pictures you put up, right, on different social media accounts, website accounts, maybe a YouTube account, you essentially just deactivate them. And over time, all of that information you put up there, like your photos and your videos and things like that, they will essentially start to fall to the lower level of the internet. You'll go away eventually until you decide to come back to the internet world.
You know, when you have a Facebook account and then somebody acts like they're someone else?
Oh, yeah, like a catfish. Catfish are everywhere. I mean, I've actually had it happen to me like twice. That's a tale for a different story.
But you think it's this person you're talking to until they use certain language.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like,
Yeah. I mean, but those people essentially like found your images, right? Or whatever they're using to mimic you from that lower level of the web, right? Like those Google searches, they came up, might have tagged that image, something like that. Like maybe you even named your image like Francine Marie and somebody just happened to be like, the name I want is Francine Marie. Like, that's where they found your images. And from there, that link takes them to all of your images.
Do they not have anything else to do?
You know, I always wonder that. You know, some people might, like, admire just how you looked and they want to be you, right? It gets scary when it gets to be, like, the same traits and, like, where you live, right? Like, the show, you know, Catfish? That's when it gets to be, like, okay, you have now become like a stalker slash like identity thief. People want to like use your pictures like they do like celebrities and things like that. Like, okay, but like you start using my same name and like know where I live and like the same kids. Like, oh no.
No. Positive side of the web. And I asked Lex to come up with a top 10 list.
Yeah.
If you're just not accustomed or used to or even want to spend time, because there's some people who would rather pay somebody to do this for them.
Mm-hmm.
But what's at the very top of your list?
Yeah. So if you're trying to create a digital footprint or, you know, you kind of just want to improve what you have right now, some of like the digital tips and techniques I have for businesses to like flourish would be, number one, you have to have a website. So having a website would help you, you know, create a following, customer database, and of course, like credibility, right? I can't tell you how many times I go to search a different, you know, business or even just like a place to actually just go, like not even just products, and there's no website. And I'm like, are you actually there? Right? And that's how our world has become. It's like you need to have a website to be existent in the real world.
What if you have one of those free websites?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Okay. Just something, right? Like if you say, hey, you know, I'm FrancineMarie.com. okay, that's fine. Great. Like, I know that you're a public figure. It's even now come to where, I mean, like myself, right? I'm a blogger. Like, that's my business. But, you know, I have a website of what I am as a person. So whatever your brand is, you can have a product, you can have a place, and you can just be a person. Like, you need a website, you know, build that credibility. So that's number one. Number two, I stick to like the three main social media platforms. Instagram is number one. Twitter and Facebook. And when I say Facebook, have a Facebook like page. There's a difference, right? Instagram, though, number one all the way because that's continuously growing, right? It's like the number one social media platform. Twitter is kind of dying a little bit, but it's still relevant when we have, you know, trending topics or if, you know, you have some immediate information you just need to like get out right there. And then, of course, like the Facebook like page. A Facebook like page, to be clear, is different from your regular Facebook page because people can rate it and write reviews, ask you questions, and you can kind of put all of your information. And they have those for public figures, right? I even have one for businesses, again, locations.
Got it.
Even so, just products too.
So a regular Facebook page is what we normally have. Then there's a fan page. Then there's a like page.
A fan page is the same as a like page, yeah.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, but like you can't add friends, right? Like you can like my page and you'll get the information that I put out, right? Like the blogs or like the, hey, I'm at this location, whatever. But you will not get a friend request from me. And you don't want that. So a lot of people get that confused. You want likes. You don't want friends. I know the world we live in. Social media platforms are essential because they will help your followers grow. Right. And one thing I will note, the goal kind of for Instagram nowadays is to get 10,000 followers or more. Once you hit that number, you can actually put up links, social story, right? Your Instagram story. A huge, huge benefit nowadays because people are, you know, swiping through those stories. And when they see something like a URL link, they could swipe up and it takes them right to whatever that product is, that website link. It could be any link, honestly.
10,000?
Mm-hmm. It's not as hard as you think if you are active every single day. But definitely, and I repeat, do not buy your followers because it will not help you. You will get ghost followers, which are people who are not active. It will just be a number. People can tell because if you have, let's just say, like 10,500 followers that are not organic, right? They're not true followers. Your likes should be very low. I mean, you'll be able to tell, right? Like with 10,000 followers, like it would be awesome if you had 10,000 likes on every photo, but like this is not reality, right? Like not everyone is like obsessed with social media. But if your likes are like 10 and you have 10,000 followers,
something's wrong.
Yes.
That's so, how you can tell.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, and that's also too, like if I'm looking at that business and I see that, I'm going to be like, okay, you're not authentic, right? You're just doing it for the gram. Number three, set up an email address for your business. This is such a simple thing, but it's so important because a lot of online businesses, things that have a physical address, have failed to do an email address where it's easily accessible, right? If I have a question about your product, if I have a question about the pricing or your service or what time you're open, I should be able to just email you and you can respond, right? So in today's world, like the lack of communication is not okay. I want it quick. I want it fast. So just create an email account and make sure it's on your website. A lot of places you can see it's easily accessible through Contact Us. You can even put the link to your email address nowadays on Instagram, even Twitter and Facebook. So just make sure you have an email address. And once you have an email address, we'll go to number four, which is develop and grow your email marketing. Today, we are always on our phone, right? You see everyone on your phone, on their iPad. And with that, everyone has an email address because you have to sign up for things with an email account. So a way to kind of digitally strategize and make a name for your brand is by email marketing. With that, you have to have a newsletter set up. You can do that through like MailChimp. There's Second Street. Those are just two, you know, but there are a bunch out there of different emailing marketing platforms. And this is how you kind of target to your consumers, like your different blogs, right? Or maybe you have an event that you want them to come to. And you got to build that database through email marketing. Have you ever gone to a website, right? And you see like, sign up here for our newsletter. That's what it is, right? So you put your name in there. You said, hey, I really like whatever you have to offer. I consent to giving you my email. And then from there, on the back end, once you get skilled at it, but you can, you know, send out weekly newsletters, monthly. And you can even like go as far as what I do and like target emails. So if I know you're between the age of 18 to 30, and I know that you love going to a bar and drinking, I'm going to target my email to just your audience and send you the deal I have for 10% off your tab or something. Yeah. It's essential to kind of explore email marketing when you are kind of deciding what your digital presence is going to be. If you're going to go the route of having a website and all of that, if you have just social media, then I guess you can stray away from it, but it's pretty important digital tool.
Is anything too mundane? Is anything too basic?
It's funny you ask that because no. Number 5, don't pass on basic information. This is something that a lot of places think, oh, you know what? Nobody cares about my physical address or the contact number that I have or maybe my company's history and about me and how I got started. Wrong. Very wrong. This is very important, even down to just your hours of operation. You can do this on Facebook. You put on your website. Don't pass up on basic information. So that would be 5. And a quick Google search is what will help your basic information as well, which is something that you want your consumers to have easy access to. Moving on to 6, content is key. So when I say content, I am not talking about advertising. Content is things that are in the digital footprint, not selling me something, right? So if I have a business that sells makeup, that's awesome. But you know what? Like, not everyone goes to websites or wants to look at an Instagram that is full of just like you selling your makeup products. I want some content, right? I want to see how to put that lipstick on. I want to see how to put that eyeshadow on. I want to, you know, check out some photos of people who actually used it, right? I want 10 tips on how to use it. So that's content. And a lot of businesses fail to have a blog section on their website or, you know, just the content on their Instagram account and different social media of this general just consumable organic content. And that's something that is really key nowadays, especially with like Facebook and other social media cracking down on like digital ads, right? Or digital advertising. Even if you're somebody who can't write, right? Or like you're not into doing things like that, there are so many different people like myself, and you can reach out to bloggers and different influencers that fit your brand and contribute to your site's posts or your Instagram posts. A lot of companies are doing that nowadays because they don't have the expense to hire a writer. They look to people who are actually using their products, right? Or maybe just want to try their products and are good at being an influencer and writing and reaching out to them. That's how you get your content. After you have all that awesome content and people start, you know, doing reviews, we're going to move on to 7, which is managing all of your online reviews and encouraging consumers to give them. My favorite is the Facebook like page and how people can review and rate your page. A lot of sites I see don't monitor them. So when they don't do this, right, you have people commenting on like maybe your packaging could be different or, oh my God, I love this so much. Nobody's monitoring it. And honestly, like, it kind of feels like you're not loved, right, by that brand. And that's what you do not want or business. Just respond, even if it's just like a great thanks or, hey, you know, sorry about that. We'll send you another one. I've seen that a lot. And that gets the best reviews, right? Like, or the best turn rate of people coming back to using the product or business. It will definitely positively influence your behavior of your consumers online. Definitely try and manage all of your online reviews. You can even do it on sites like Yelp and Google reviews. If you claim your business, like if I own a restaurant, you just have to claim it and you can manage those Yelp reviews and respond to people. Yeah, even on Google too. Because we know in the past, Yelp, it was like, it could kill some people. If you were down on the Yelp scale, you got one bad review, like you were a 2-star place. And nowadays, you can fix that.
Okay,
so,
good.
8, digital advertising, right? So I kind of mentioned this before a little bit, but this is actually taking the time to create an online advertising campaign. This is something that you should only, and I stress that, only consider once you have all your ducks in a row. Use Facebook ads. Those are really easy to do. You can teach yourself simply by watching a YouTube video, but there are so many little things you can do. I can target certain people. You can target certain age groups, areas, demographics, interests. When you signed up on your Facebook, the one where you have like your friends, you put on there what you like, right? You might like music. You might like radio. You might like charity. Well, guess what? All that information is free for me to use, right? So that's how you can digitally target in an advertising campaign. But again, make sure everything is set up before you start doing that, before you try and gain that audience reach. Number 9 is a way to consult slash optimize your SEO search engine. There are a bunch of companies that will help you with your targeting and your search in Google. And also, those companies tend to do advertising as well. I don't really have a list for you because you can do a simple Google search on how to optimize your SEO, but it's focusing on things like the words you use in your blog posts, right? In your title posts. And there are tags that you use. It simply just like improves the visibility of your website and your socials online. If you're Bob's Restaurant and you search Bob's Restaurant in Google, there could be like 10, 15, 20 like Bob's Restaurants. It's putting different tags like, okay, he's located in Charlotte. He has the best food that he serves, right? And there are a lot of companies that can help you with optimizing that if you're not skilled in it yourself. So for myself, I can do a lot of programming on my back end of the WordPress that I use for my blog, right? So again, when you have a website, you can use WordPress, Squarespace, build it out of your own programming, okay, which is very hard, but a lot of big businesses do that. But once you have that all set up, SEO will be your savior in your search engine. And then finally, number 10 is so simple, but just stay active. I can't stress that enough. When you are trying to improve your digital footprint, or if you're trying to just start something up, but if you're not active, then you're going to lose your consumers and you're going to lose your following. There is nothing worse than going dead on social media and going dead on your website. Francine, you and I were talking about how I had went to a Facebook page for a client and noticed that they hadn't posted since June of this year. And I kind of got a little confused and was wondering if they went out of business. And then on their Instagram, they had posted like 2 days ago, which that's fine. But what if I only liked looking at Facebook? You know, what if I just looked at that and said, okay, never mind. Just make sure, even if you don't post every day, you make sure that you post at least something consumable weekly or monthly to drive traffic digitally to your brand. And that's basically the top 10 different footprints that
okay.
I have.
I have this question. Mm-hmm. Can you turn a regular Facebook page into a fan page or a like page? Because you've already got those people.
You can't. It's very sad. But yeah, I did think about that once when I was kind of starting out and you have like 3,000 friends. I think the limit is actually like 5,000 friends for Facebook, but it might have changed. But I was like, oh, wow. You know, I could get all of these people to be my likes, right? Like 2,000 likes. But what you can do is create your page and then you have the ability to invite all of your friends to your like page. Effective in a way of like all of your close friends and stuff like that can like your page, but it doesn't happen. You know, all my guy friends, like, they probably don't want to follow when I did all the beauty stuff. Or maybe people who are more into video gaming don't want to see me going out and hiking in, you know, 20-degree weather in Wyoming. But it just depends. I mean, hit or miss. You okay. will find your following. That's what I mean. So don't buy people because they're just going to be worthless, essentially, to you. They're going to just be a number. And you don't want number. You want quality.
How annoying can we be posting? Once a day is good for Instagram.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good question. So especially when you're trying to get that organic reach, right? So organic means that you have no money on it, right? Like you're not paying to boost that post. Once you have your followers up, you can do it once every 30 minutes. That's what we do here. Yeah. And we still get a really great organic reach. If you're just starting out, maybe once every hour, even once every day. My blog, I kind of just do like once every day, to be honest, or like maybe even three times a week. But again, I'm trying to build my followers. So when you are, you might want to be a little bit more aggressive to try and get more people to see your stuff. I've noticed that when I post more on my own personal like page on Facebook, I tend to get a bunch of random likes, or, you know, because people might see it and then share it. It's all about timing. It really
is. And sharing. It's all about sharing.
But Instagram, nowadays, they kind of fix their algorithm, which is like the background, like programming code. And it's weird. Like, you know, it used to be all like timing, right? So if Francine posts at 3 o'clock and I logged in at 3:15, there's a good chance I would see her stuff. Now it's kind of all random. Something could happen in my feed that posted like a week ago and somebody liked it. So it just came back in my feed. And that's why it's good to post something at least once a day, because then you have a good chance of it coming up in someone's feed. But nowadays, the Instagram story is where it really is picking up, because that's 24 hours right there at the top of a user's account.
Versus Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook cracked down a lot on like advertising sites, right? Or like a personal brand, because they had that whole problem.
They had a problem.
So, yeah.
We're going to improve our digital footprint in 2020. We promise.
People are consumed by digital media, right? Digital is everywhere. Digital billboards, even though I've seen on the highway now, right? And if you're going to make a digital footprint or improve the one you have, or even, like we said, erase the one that you have, you have to put some time into it for your business to flourish or your personal brand to flourish. And it's definitely not going anywhere, right? So 2020 should be a new start of making it at least the best it could be.
I can't wait for all the 2020 jokes, right?
Yeah.
So we can go to lexpage.com. That's LexPaige.com. You got a lot of holiday stuff up right now.
I do. I actually have coming out the 10 subscription boxes I think would be the best for holiday gifts. There are some other tips on there of different things you can do about starting a website and starting social media accounts. All these are on there as well in greater detail, so people could go log on there. And of course, you can always shoot me an email and ask. It will go to my personal email, but I am always open to helping people start their own brand, because I did it myself and I love teaching. So.
Yeah. Well, you always have. Yeah.
And
you have a lot of patience. So thank you for that.
Patience is a virtue. Yes.
It's Alexis Zaricki. She is our digital program director here at Beasley Media Group. She also has her own things called LexPaige.com. Thank you for sharing. And we'll see you in 2020.
Yeah. And thank you again, Francine Marie, for having me.
This is Natalie. I know you've been wondering who this voice is. I have a face for radio, and I'm the voice of the Francine Marie Show.
Oh, dear.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.